Whether you're chowing down in a Bradley University dining hall or a local restaurant, there's a good chance your leftovers are ending up not in the landfill, but in the hands of Better Earth Compost. The Peoria Company finds greener solutions for your food scraps. WCBU correspondent Mike Rundle recently visited their expansive facility to learn more.
When Better Earth Compost launched in 1998, the mission was to help the community in a new way. Now, 23 years later, that mission remains the same. Founded by Paul and June Rosenbaum, who were primarily dairy farmers, Better Earth Compost first launched as a method of processing manure produced by their own farm as well as their neighbors. Now, led by Paul and June's son Luke and his wife Yvonne, Better Earth Compost is working with local universities, restaurants, and residents to turn organic waste into nutrient-rich compost. Whether it's yard waste from an ongoing contract with Peoria Disposal Company or food scraps from the dining halls at Bradley University, when organic waste arrives at the facility, it is quickly processed and placed in windrows to start the aerobic composting process.
It's like baking a cake. So you got to have the right ingredients, and then you got to have the oven on at the right temperatures. So we're getting our temperatures up to 130 to 150 degrees consistently.
Rosenbaum reiterates that with any material Better Earth takes in, the end goal is to manipulate it into a retail-ready product, a problem he is excited to solve.
We're not a landfill, so everything that comes in eventually goes out. And so basically everything just has a lease on the land here. At some point, the lease is up and it's got to go.
Using that same problem-solving energy, Rosenbaum brought Tremont-based organization Tazewell County Resource Centers into the Better Earth system. Community food sales supervisor Amanda Rudd says Better Earth was able to present a more cost-effective solution for the business compared to typical trash removal.
We were able to cut down our commercial garbage pickup from twice a week to once a week, and it not only offset any costs and covered any costs from what Better Earth was charging, but PCRC as a whole organization is saving thousands of dollars every year because of that switch.
Rudd also says that their involvement with Better Earth comes full circle in the form of a farmer's market made possible by a collaboration with the Miller Center in Pekin.
We were able to start off the year in our garden using Better Earth compost, and we were able to produce a lot of vegetables throughout the season to provide produce at the Pekin Farmers Market. So that was just really, really cool to feel like our food waste went to that compost and now we're using it to grow our garden.
Rosenbaum says Better Earth also saw an uptick in gardening that correlated with the beginning of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. After a busy 2020, they expected 2021 to return to a normal pace, but business has continued to boom.
But I think a lot of it was people finally had time to do something they've always wanted to do. I think society slowed down a little bit to where people could reallocate their priorities.
Dr. Sherry Morris, chair of the biology department and co-director of the Center for STEM Education at Bradley University, says that from a biology perspective, gardening with compost is one of the best things you can do to improve growth.
Compost really provides a really, really nice source of nutrients for those plants. So those plants can grow bigger, they can grow faster, and get to the nutrients that they need without putting down more roots.
With more local residents seeking out Better Earth products, Rosenbaum hopes the composting process will begin to appeal to more people. He believes that education is the best tool for expanding their mission to reduce food waste in landfills, and that education should start early in life.
If we really want to see this going somewhere great, we've got to get the younger kids involved so that way we can train an entire generation. Nothing pushes a movement better than the kids saying, "This is what we need to do."
Rosenbaum hopes to continue his efforts to make the future a little brighter for his and Yvonne's two children, and one day he hopes to be bested by them.
This is something that we can do now, and I always say this, I hope my boys sit there when they're in their 30s and say, "Dad, I can't believe this was the only solution you could come up with. We found something way better."
To start composting with Better Earth, Rosenbaum encourages residents to check out their community compost kiosk program. I'm Mike Rundle.
To learn more about the work of the Rosenbaum family at Better Earth Compost, find the full story now at WCBU.org.